I've said repeatedly, my number one concern about what they're doing in Washington is do no harm. And I don't mean that fiscally or even in terms of what it means for funding for the state. I mean in terms of the economy. You were seeing a slow recovery, a little bit better here than we see nationally in terms of the unemployment rate, but it's still pretty slow, but at least it's heading the right direction. My number one concern would be that anything that would be done in Washington would somehow dampen or stop that growth, or worst case, put us in the opposite direction, lead towards a recession again. And so a lot of people are talking about, you know, how we've got to deal with the fiscal crisis. We've got to deal with it all at once. That would be great. It's what we did in the state, and a lot of other states did. But if getting there means doing things that would ultimately take us a step back when it comes to the recovery that we've had here and across the country, my personal belief is I'd rather have them, even if it meant a short-term fix to get by for another 6 months or a year, if that's the alternative to something that would have a negative impact on the economy, I'd rather the short-term solution, because to me, long-term, the best way we deal with this fiscal issue is through more revenue coming in, not through higher taxes, but through a better economy. More people working, more companies making investments, putting more people to work. It makes it easier for either political party to act on that, to not have to make as many tax cuts or consider as many revenue enhancements. And so from that standpoint, it might not hurt beginning with that discussion between the Speaker and the President, but I also look at and say, of the options included or might be added to that, if it's something that ultimately has a negative impact, if it has a wet blanket effect on the economy, my view is take a short-term solution to avoid an economic hit that would be devastating to the people here in Wisconsin.